Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our very special guest of honor today is Mr. Baris Sevar. He's the global head of HPL1 and also the UAE head of HPL1 based in UAE in Dubai. First and foremost, Baris, very welcome to this interview.
Thank you, Bo. It's a very big pleasure for me, and I'm really happy to finally meet you in person as well. I've seen you all over the media and in industry, but we had never had a chance to meet in person, so this is also the first time for us. So yeah, I'm looking forward to our conversation.
Very kind of you. I always like it when people say something nice to me. So anyway, as you know, we publish around the world once a month to about 48,000 people. And for them to get to know you, I will hereby rough up some nice and easygoing questions. First and foremost, Baris, what can you tell us about HPL1? Who are you?
So HPL1, Bo, is a new project freight forwarding company. And when your viewers say probably hear that, probably they will roll their eyes. Here is it another one, another project freight forwarder, you know, but we feel that there is actually a need in the industry because of, you know, the market is actually consolidating. You know, the big guys, DSV Panalpina, right? And DB Schenker now, it's happening. And then Martin Benchar Maersk, and now we heard the latest, you know, Agility, Just,
yes,
and Pentagon. So the consolidations are going on, and we felt that there is also a need, and as well as there is, I think, going to be more need for more agile project freight forwarders going forward, because the speed of change in the world is obviously accelerating, right? And in my personal opinion, the world will, of course, continue to change faster and faster. And being bigger doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, being the best in terms of as the world changes, you also need to change, right? You need to make quick upgrades in how you operate, about your processes, how you react to customers' needs and requirements. So I felt, and our company believes in that, that we will be more agile.
Yeah.
Because in larger companies, change takes time. You know, if you are very large with strong processes, big setups,
correct,
even if you have the best ideas, it takes time to implement, to change. And that's why we want to be lean and make quick decisions and serve the customers very quickly.
As we say, be flexible to the customer. No, I fully agree with you. Sometimes big is not always better. It becomes more like a bank sometimes. But in order for our viewers to understand HPL, there's a background. You have a background in shipping. When did you start yourself, your career in logistics, and with whom are you now working as a team in your company?
So I'm originally from Turkish, born and raised in Turkey, and I graduated from maritime faculty in a university in Izmir, Dokuz Eylül University, and started my career in Istanbul at a company called Kita. I'm sure you may have
Kita
heard
Logistics, yes.
You know, Emre Aldener, I believe. He was first boss and mentor. I would say he's still my mentor, amazing gentleman, as you know. So I learned business from him and for 3 years. And then I moved to Dubai. I lived in the Middle East in Dubai for 6 years. Was involved in projects. And after Dubai, I have 10 years of Canada. I lived in Canada for 10 years, in both in Calgary and Toronto.
Interesting.
And always worked in project freight forwarders, by the way. All I did was project freight forwarding. And then last 2.5 years, I was in Japan for Kühne + Nagel.
Oh, yeah.
And after that, this opportunity came. And this was one of the hell yeah moments for me. You know, it was a great idea. Our team is consisting of as our executive board member, Mustafa Şener.
Okay.
He's our executive board member. And our managing director of Germany is Falk Kutz. I don't know if you know of him, but if not, I can also introduce you to him, and maybe another day you can have an interview with him as well.
Yeah.
Falk is, in my opinion, one of the best chartering guys in the world, heavy lift chartering. I think only in 2024, he probably managed with his team, of course, more than 2 million freight tons
wow.
of project cargoes. And our Turkey team is led by Erkan Kazar. He's also a very experienced project logistician.
Okay.
We recently started with Mert Özgün. Mert Özgün is was also in Dubai and still is, and he will lead our regional business development activities.
Okay.
So we have quite a strong team with decades of experience, and everyone is coming from the kitchen per se. You know, we all spent our early career days at ports and at sites and everything. So we kind of know the business, which is important when communicating with the customers. And after this good ingredients came together, we are quite excited and, you know, happy that we will be a fresh breath in the air in our industry.
I fully understand.
And hopefully we'll be successful.
I'm sure you will be. So you are based, you have office in Turkey, you have office in Dubai, and that's where you are located at the moment, looking after global projects, I suppose.
Correct. So we started with three countries at this moment, Dubai being headquarters, and in Turkey and Turkey, I would say. The country's name has changed, as you know,
yeah.
Turkey and Germany.
Yeah.
So we started in three countries, but of course we would like to grow. But of course we want to grow wisely, not aggressively. We will see how times go. But we will start with Middle East, Turkey, CIS, Europe, Asia,
yeah.
And then hopefully in the near future, Americas as well.
Okay, that's very interesting. No, I fully understand your point. I mean, as you know yourself, I was a big part in Martin Venture back in the day from 97
yeah.
till I sold to my partner in 2012. So I know all about starting up something from scratch and the feeling you have starting up. You start a new day. You don't know whether you have business today, but at least you are your own boss, and you don't have to say, be too kind to somebody sitting on top of you. So.
I mean, there is that. It's okay. Yeah, but also, you know, about what they say, you work 9 to 5,
yeah.
And then you become a boss and you don't rest at all, right?
Yeah,
and so it only gets more difficult, but it's fine. It's just our perspective was that, again, I'm just always trying to look at the future. And the future, I think, will require more agile, mid-sized
yes.
project freight forwarders than the big guys, you know, because also sometimes I feel like, as you also mentioned, the bigger you are doesn't mean necessarily you are better, because also you lose kind of logistics mindset in those big corporations because it becomes a production line.
Yeah,
and we would like to make it more tailor-made, customer-centric,
so,
and not
so
about numbers.
Just to comment on that. So your customer be freight forwarders, or is it direct shippers, or how would you? Because I understand your chartering, and I have indeed heard the name of your German colleague from before, although I've never met him, but I know he's good. But your customers can be direct shippers, for example, an oil and gas project directly, or it can be a freight forwarder who need your expertise. Is that correct? Or
absolutely both. So of course, the thing is now our target is not forwarders.
Yeah,
that's the clarity I should provide. But we of course have our customers. We will have our customers that we will be serving.
Yeah.
Having said that, when you are a project freight forwarder, you work with other project freight forwarders,
That's
right?
it.
So
Exactly.
it's not like the only target one. We of course want to be also the preferred project freight forwarding partner to
Yeah.
other project freight forwarders. And because of our teams, also relationships and experience, obviously our plan is to utilize, take benefit of those relationships, because in project freight forwarding, as you would agree, this is still people's business, right?
Yes,
It's
yes.
not digitalized, and the trust between people are important.
Yeah.
And we know who to go to and ask, because it needs to be reliable. You need to
Yes.
know that they will get the job done, right? It's for us not the cheapest. It's for us the most reliable, safest, and of course the cost comes next, but more importantly, safety and the relationships.
Yes.
That's our
No,
approach.
I understand, and I think you've also chosen a good place to live, both from safety and also from business perspective. Central Asia and the Middle East and Saudi now opening up their wallet to huge infrastructure projects. So you are in the right place. So that means what can we say? Which date can we say was your inauguration date? I mean, you are relatively new, but when did you officially start?
So we officially started on August 1st,
Okay.
2025. So we are today pretty much, almost 1 month old. Today is 28th of August,
Okay. Okay.
so not even 1 month old,
Wow.
but it's super fresh. And before we started, I mentioned I just got actually my laptop, and so I was
Yes.
setting up to the Zoom to have a chat with you. But again, this is people's business. We obviously have quite a bit of connections, and sometimes, people come to you, right?
Yes.
Like they know if they trust you, they come to you. And we already have seen a lot of interest in HPL1, both from customers as well as other forwarders,
Yeah.
and as well as other people in other forwarders, which was also very interesting for us to see.
Yeah.
And that's why it also hints us that we are in a quite good spot,
Yeah.
and we will try to leverage that interest, of course, to become healthy and profitable.
Yeah. And HPL, does it stand for anything, the abbreviation HPL or?
And you can consider it as a heavy project logistics.
Ah,
And
okay. Right.
the idea behind one was one team, one stop shop, one source contact, one solution.
Yeah.
So that's the idea. Because obviously in project logistics, the customers especially want to deal with single party. And we want to be that one partner to them who they can just come to us and look for solutions, be it transport engineering, heavy lift chartering, or any calculations and budgetary planning, route surveys, and such, you name it, in project freight
Yeah.
forwarding. So that's why we pretty much consolidated under one.
Okay, that's very interesting because when I saw HPL, I thought it cannot be Hapag-Lloyd, can it?
No.
It was a little no, definitely not. How do you view the fact that some of the big shipping lines, as you know yourself, like Maersk and a couple of others, they now want to, let's say, get rid of the freight forwarder by doing it themselves? Do you think they will be successful, or do you think they will simply buy their way into a market share? Well, what's your opinion on that? Because many of the shipping lines, they do have very good bank accounts, especially after Corona, and so they have the money to throw at it. What's your opinion on that?
Let me digest. Now that's also a very controversial subject, right? Like everyone has different opinion. But when actually all this had happened, and my friends back in Canada can back me up on this, like even before all this happened, I was telling that this container lines one day will start buying forwarders and will step in our field. You will see.
Yes.
And fair enough, it happened. So, I mean, from my perspective, Bo, why not? Everyone can show interest in anything. I
Yeah.
think the question mark is how well they will be able to execute the idea.
Yes,
It's
that's true. That's
because they can be extremely successful.
Yeah.
They can be failing big time. So I think it's about the people who will be executing the ideas. Plus, again, the flexibility and freedom of those people who will be able to execute the ideas, right? Because again, when you're in a huge machine,
That's
even
true.
if you have the brightest idea, will you
Yeah.
be able to
That's
get
true.
it through the approval process? So
Exactly.
that's why, again, coming back to HBR1, we will always try to stay away from that kind of a model. We will always stay lean, the quick decisions. If we need to change something, we will. So that's how I can answer your
Yeah.
question. I don't know if
No,
it
it
makes sense.
it's I think the pendulum will split, swing back again. Of course, there's no doubt size sometimes can mean being able to offer longer credit times, these kind of things, but that's not really competing on directly skills. It's more on banking things. Some customers use the forwarder as a bank as well. We all know that.
Oh, yes, true.
But I think it's an interesting initiative you're taking. How Yeah, it's maybe too early to ask, but since you're only 1 month down the road, do you feel, can you already feel it's heating up and that you have a good response? You mentioned it a little bit that somebody is looking at you already. Do you feel a good response in the market and have you been able to secure some business already?
Yes, we actually have secured some business already. Project business is sometimes very unexpected, right? Things come and
That's right.
there are no really real budgets that stable like container. It is ups and downs,
Yeah.
but we already have secured a couple of business, one of them being actually an air charter,
Oh,
and
wow. Nice.
unexpectedly. Yeah, so
That's normally good.
and there is definitely an interest, as I mentioned. Like, I think some customers are also looking for alternatives, I feel. And actually, one of our team members I mentioned, again, coming back to Falk, like he has been receiving some interesting approaches from global players saying, hey, like, we know you know this business, we would like to work with you. And we already started interacting with them. So these are, of course, very exciting for us. And it proves the point that it's people's business still. If you have built trust in the past, if people know you that they can trust you, I think this is what we will offer initially also. And that will be our first stepping stone per se.
Yes. Now I think it's a good idea. Trust, and it is indeed a people's business. It's not what you know, it's who you know. I'm now going up to Breakbulk in Houston end of September, where we have a huge lunch up there with about 60 people coming, and a lot of them you meet again. Let's say they leave one company, then they go to another company, and you have to keep your network. That's basically the key,
Exactly.
isn't it? And that's why we love this business, and you love it,
Yes.
that you never left, yeah.
No, I cannot. I cannot. Yesterday, I was speaking with an old friend who just started at an EPC actually working. And I said, welcome to the project freight forwarding. And he always was in the container side. And he's like, oh, it's like my mind is blowing. It's crazy, you know? And I said, well, yeah, it is. And now there's no way to go back to container business. And he said, yeah,
No.
no, I cannot, I cannot do that anymore.
You can
So
say that it's never boring, at least. Ah, but
but
this very interesting, Barnes, to hear you, and I really wish you all the success that you so richly deserve. I think it seems to me you have a good team and you're proactive, and the thing, like, really trust and be quick on the ball. Say a clear no if you can't, and a clear yes, not string people
absolutely.
along, right? So.
Absolutely. And thank you both for this opportunity. It is definitely a good tool for us to put our name out there,
Yeah,
and you helped
sure.
us with that. So I will be always grateful to you for that. Thank you
No
so
worries.
much.
That's why we're here. But
And hopefully I will see you in Houston. I will be there too. So
yeah,
looking
but that's
forward.
good. Then of course you
Thank
are
you.
in. I will send you more information later on after I conclude this
Perfect.
interview. So just hold on a second while I officially close our official part of the interview. So thank you very much, and to all our listeners, viewers, and readers from around the world, this was yet another great interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today has been Mr. Baris Sevar. He is the global head of HPL1 and also the UAE head of HPL1 based in Dubai. He has a long and diversified experience. And if you need a new and competent and not overly bureaucratic project freight forwarder to handle your inquiries, do contact them directly. From me, Project Cargo Weekly, thank you very much.